A postgraduate degree gives you the opportunity to specialize in a field of study that interests you while expanding your knowledge. Today, Professor Linda Grobler, Program Manager at the Northwest University Business School, is here to tell us more about their postgraduate programs. Tell us a bit more about the Northwest University Business School.
The Business School is a postgraduate school specializing in management education. And our vision is to shape executive minds in Africa. We offer a number of formal programs, one of them, or the most well-known one, being the MBA, the Master of Business Administration. And then we also offer a postgraduate diploma in management and a PhD qualification. Apart from these formal programs, we also have a number of informal programs that we call executive education. That is short learning programs specifically aimed at business people to shape their ideas and their training in various fields, some of them being specialized, like the ones we offer in forensic practices. We have quite a number of them. Then we also have a number of programs that help managers develop themselves as they grow through the ranks.
Which programs can be completed at the Northwest University Business School? You just mentioned the one that's most notable.
Yes, the MBA is worldwide regarded as a flagship program. So the master's degree of business administration is that one. And then we often have situations where someone is interested in obtaining a MBA, but they are either still too young, or they're lacking experience in the business world, or they might not hold an Intuit Level 8 qualification. For all three of those situations, we have the postgraduate diploma in management, which is a one-year program that can either be completed full-time or part-time, both contact and distance, where you have the typical subjects that will form the foundation of the MBA study, but it's not necessarily at that level yet. So it is an NQF Level 8 qualification that then prepares the individual for an MBA after that.
Professor, your area of specialization within the business school is digitalization and digital economies. How is this skill set applicable in your focus sectors of agriculture and mining?
Within the business school, we have taken cognizance of the fact that we are situated in the Northwest Province, and hence we have decided to focus specifically on agriculture and mining. That doesn't mean that other people aren't welcome, but we try to give that little bit extra to those two sectors. In my area of specialization, we specifically focus on the value that can be added by digitizing data, but then also digitalizing processes to get that additional information that can then be used to inform some decision making from the individual, the business. So one way in which we have demonstrated this was at NAMPU and Bloom Show this year, where we specifically had panel discussions focusing on agriculture, for instance, where we looked at both livestock databases or at farm management systems. We used pig farming as a case study, for instance, where we saw how much value could be added by recording the data as the process is happening and not necessarily always jotting down a lot of information by hand and then later on trying to make sense of all of it. So in my field, we try and record data at the point where the process is being implemented and then automatically analyze that data to give you information, useful information, as soon as possible. So within the business school, I have that role and responsibility within the subjects that I teach to raise that awareness of the importance of embracing technology, but not necessarily technology for the sake of technology, but also then knowing when to apply which kind of intelligence and where to take cognizance of the human within the loop. And if we do that, we don't disrupt the way that the process is currently happening, and we also apply the technology where it's really needed. So within the students that I supervise in their master's degree dissertation, which is also a large portion of the MBA qualification, we then look at the impact of these kinds of interventions within the sectors where our students are employed so that they can make better informed decisions when they apply technology within their environments.
Professor, an MBA is globally regarded as the flagship business qualification. What is the main reason why you would encourage someone to pursue it?
Before joining the business school, I was quite intrigued at how many people was obtaining an MBA degree, and I must say that I didn't really understand it at that time. But after lecturing the MBA class this year, I've seen how much the individuals within the program have learned from one another. They're all experts within their fields and executives within their businesses. So I think apart from the theoretical knowledge and the specific modules that you will complete, I think the main reason why I would complete an MBA is the peer learning that happens within the classroom. I've seen engineers explain to finance managers why an individual within his team would make a specific request, or a financial manager explain to an engineer why he needs specific information when he needs to make a specific decision regarding the application of funding. And I think because they are removed from the scenario in which that request would take place, they are more willing to listen, and they are also more willing to provide additional information. So they learn so much from one another within that setting, and I've seen so many aha moments from various disciplines from that peer learning. But I think in the past they called it networking, and I think networking also happens, but the learning from one another is the one thing that I find most enticing about an MBA qualification.
That was Professor Linda Hrublar, the program manager at the Northwest University Business School, who shared more about a master's in business administration and how that could help your professional career. To listen to the conversation again, visit ofm.co.za, click on news and scroll down to special interest.